Further to your sightings of footballers and supermarkets, I must now report you the following thing. Reading's former West Ham player, Trevor Morley, has become a bit of a regular at the institution where I work. He is a regular at our afternoon bingo sessions.
Come on!
He appeared several times, usually on Saturday night, and revealed himself as a natural, often playing up to 6 books at a time.
Trevor Morley?
Bingo, sir?
No, sir! Show me, sir. No, I don't believe Trevor Morley. Trevor Morley, of course, who was at the centre of one of the most notorious
triangles.
Gossips. Unfounded rumours of recent years. But this is perhaps even worse.
It is.
On a Saturday night, playing 6 books at once. But I can only believe this story. It's from actually Zephyr's Bingo.
From a bingo or
bingo
Waltham Cross.
In Waltham Cross. Well, I can only bet that if we're going to get to the bottom of Trevor Morley's in a bingo hall, if we have other sightings of players in bingo halls, even seaside ones, then I'll believe this, but until then there's got to be a steward.
Or, of course, if you've seen it at seaside in one of those things where you have to slide a ball up into a hole and move camels along, they call it Arabian Derby.
What about the ones where you get the not even particularly high-powered water pistol and you have to hit the centre of the target to move it along? I mean, why haven't we got those in our houses? Because women won't have them.
That's right.
If I tried,
if there's too much one of those in our house, Wendy would not have it.
No, and if you, to live up the breakfast table, if you had one of those machines where you bash moles, it'd be an incident,
wouldn't
it? And yet, I'm dragged away and said, do you like these cushions I bought?
Yeah.
Do they squirt water and move? Yeah. Then I don't like them.
Do I like these cushions or do I care about these cushions?
Which is the question you want to answer.
I've got to say this before we go on to the next. Danny said something during the news, which I thought was, forgive me for repeating on the air, it may not be for the air, Dad. But he was talking about his dad, his mum, who's moved out, Kerry. And he said, this is happening all over. And a few other people here said, I know someone whose girlfriend's gone away for a while. And do you know why? Because it's not the actual football. They want to engage you in conversation.
They want to see you. They just want to see you.
And then he said, it's not enough they've got a photo of you in their purse.
That's what he actually said. They want to engage you in conversation during football matches.
Not enough they have a photo of you in their purse.